Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. The Hit on Hit 96.9.
Oh, huge show, Herbs.
Huge show. You're a redhead.
Yeah, standing here in the red with no headphones on, no shirt on. In fact, I've got no pants on because you are dyed my hair red on the show.
We've done this for the Goulburn Valley, though. By doing this, we now have a chance to win ginger beer for a year. And this isn't for you and I. We're, nah. It's not for us. It's for the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah, if we win free ginger beer for a year, that's a lot of ginger beer to give away on the show. So my beard's here. It's pretty red. My hair's red.
You're looking good.
Thanks. You like a redhead, don't you?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at you right now and I don't mind what I see.
There's not many Albanian redheads out there.
Really?
I'm happy to put my hand up for that. Actually, you know, there is one really famous one.
Who?
Do you know the rapper? Well, you probably wouldn't know him. He's massive in America. Action Bronson?
No.
He does a song with Mark Ronson. We've played him on Hit before.
Did he get his name from Ronson?
Yeah, probably. Anyway, he's
that
a redhead.
Works well for you.
There you go. He's a redhead that's Albanian. There's two of us
the
now.
Things you learn. Look, in today's show, I also shared a dance floor injury that happened to me on the weekend. It involves my bum.
The phones went nuts for that. Feels like a lot of people have got similar stories. Plus, I went and had an all-out war with the Hemsworth brothers.
You've started a feud with the boys, and I don't think that's a smart thing to do.
No. Hang on a second. Rephrase that. They started a war with me.
I mean, they didn't. You have to find out.
They copied something I've been doing for a very long time, so I've declared a war that they started.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Plus, there's two politicians out there with the best names in the world.
So much more in there as well. Enjoy the catch-up. Thanks for downloading it and have an amazing day.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There's been a confusing new habit that is done the rounds. News.com.au have done an article on it, which is saying that Chris Hemsworth has started a new trend, which has been going for a long time, but they've finally investigated it. It's the trend of wearing bare feet. Well, you're not wearing them. You've just got them.
You just haven't put shoes on.
Yeah, his whole family are doing it, including his kids, his wife. You see them do it around Byron Bay. It's a very Australian thing. Many people do get around it, including myself. However, it's taken off so much so that they're saying other celebrities around the world are copying the Hemsworths, including Justin Bieber, Chrissy Teigen as well.
Big names.
Are you a barefoot bandit?
It depends on the situation. I mean, at work right now, I'm wearing shoes.
See, I often don't. I'd happy to come to work without shoes on. I go for bushwalks with bare feet. I go for runs. And yes, the other day I was down in Moira, I always find it hard to say, National State Park, and I went for a run in the bush with bare feet.
See, there I would a bit more, but just going around on the streets, on the ground, it's a little dangerous.
It's good for your feet. You know when you go to a massage place and get foot reflexology?
Yeah.
They try to target all the different points. You get bare feet. The rocks and sticks and clay gets in there for you.
Yeah, but then you get all dirty too. I hate sand. And that stuff lingers on your feet.
See, I love that sort of stuff. I'm one with nature. And this is why I'm annoyed at the Hemsworth brothers this morning, because all of them are doing it. And they're saying they've kick-started this trend, whereas I've been doing it since I was born. I've never worn shoes from a baby,
but
kid.
I don't think they have either, because they've grown up. They're on Phillip Island. They grew up on the beaches. And I hate to tell you, but you're on par with Liam. He's 30. You're 30. Luke, he's the oldest. He's 38. And then Chris is 36. So everyone really is older than you.
Well, I am, you know, often known as the fourth Hemsworth brother.
Yeah.
And to back me up here, because I do want to declare a war on the Hemsworth brothers.
That's a big call.
Because they're getting the glory for a trend that I've started. So I'm annoyed.
You think Josiah should get you think Bieber should be calling you up and getting some tips?
He should be saying thank you. It's just like when, you know, I say a funny joke real quietly, no one hears it, then Herbie yells it out and you get the glory for it.
Yeah, because you can do that.
Because I'm the funny one. That's what the Hemsworth brothers are doing to me right now. And to back me up, right, I thought I'd get my father, Skender Hemsworth, on the show. Right. Dad, back me up here, mate.
Absolutely. Ever since you were a toddler, we lived in New Zealand for a year. Used to walk everywhere in bare feet. There's no spiders or snakes over there, or hardly any. And, yep, you've been doing it ever since.
Skender, did this come from you? Do you wear shoes?
Yeah, mostly I do. In clothes, I love them.
It's weird. I'm the only one in the family that walks around nude and bare feet, aren't I?
Pretty well.
Where do I get it from?
It's because you're confident.
Look, it could be a throwback to some Albanian thing they used to do.
it's in the DNA somewhere.
It's popped in down the
line. I think so.
Either way, Dad, the Hemsworths have copied me, though, haven't they?
I think so. Yeah, absolute hairstyle, hobbit feet, everything.
Is it true that he actually ran his Aths Carnival in barefoot?
Oh, yeah. He was a very good runner, cross-country and around the track, but we couldn't afford the spikes. And he said, don't worry, Dad, I'd rather run in bare feet. So he ran around the track at the state carnival and bare feet, and he'd psych them all out. And they'd say, where are your spikes? He'd say, don't need them.
More importantly, Dad, how did I go in the state championships?
Oh, you came last, but...
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Something happened to me over the weekend and it was very awkward. So the beer could nearly make up for what did happen. So on Saturday, I went and saw my friend in Druidery. She's moved there. She used to live in Wagga. That's how we first became friends. And she's out on a farm with her partner, Izzy and Gus. So I thought, do you know what? It's really the only people I know around here. So I'll go see them on Saturday.
I mean, you moved to town and then a pandemic hit. So you haven't had time to make many friends, let's be honest. So you're annoying me a fair bit. But,
you know, like
13, 12, 16, if anyone wants to be Herbie's friend.
Oh. No one's going to win.
Anyway,
on Saturday, went to Druidery and it was lovely out there. Beautiful sunset happened on Saturday night and we're enjoying everyone's company. One of their neighbours, Lockie, came over. Izzy's mum was there and it was just a nice, relaxed night having some wines, which was a lot of fun. And we were getting a little bit more wild, I'd say, to the end of the night where the dance moves come out.
Well, judging by your Instagram story, there was some bloke in there. Who was that guy?
That's Lockie.
Lockie was dancing up a storm.
Lockie is wild. Lockie is there for a good time, I can tell you that much.
He knew how to do a bend and snap and more on that dance floor. He looked great.
And so I was really getting into it and we're sitting along on like a bench. It was like one of those long tables that just has the two long benches that you can sit down on. And so I decided to use that as a prop and thought I can dance on the bench. And so I was, in a way, I guess the music came on and then I'm lying down on the chair, flicking my legs at one stage. I'm flipping around. In my head, I'm looking great. I don't know what everyone else saw, but probably not what I was envisioning. But at this stage, I did like a twist move on it and I was sitting on it and I was a break dancer, had my knees in, twisted my butt and then I was like, oh, something's felt there, but I'm still feeling myself. So I'm just going along with the night. I'm like, this night is not ending because I'm having so much fun.
Lockie, what are you doing there?
Sunday rolls around and we actually go to Toke and we have a bonfire because they've got a few farms. And so we went and had a bonfire there and I remember grabbing my bum going, something is not right. Like, something feels a little bit off on my right cheek. Anyway, I finally get back to Shep and I have a look in the mirror.
How? Did you do the pull the pants down, bend over and look under the legs?
Quite confronting.
We've all been there.
It's also a hard move.
We've all been there and it's never comfortable.
Now, what I saw is not what anyone wants to see, and that is a big, big chunk of wood in me tush.
Still in there.
A big splinter, like not just, oh, there's a cute little splinter. Can you get it out, Mum? No, like, whoa, that's in my right cheek.
Concerned you didn't have a shower to realise this between now and then. Did you not have a shower?
I didn't shower Sunday morning.
Yuck, you're feral.
I did Sunday night.
So how'd you get it out?
I just got my hands and got some tweezers and I was fiddling with my right cheek and finally got it out. There was blood.
So you got the wood out of your butt?
I did get the wood out of my butt and I can tell you, got a little bit of a scar now.
Oh,
so
awesome.
There's a bit of a D-floor injury. And I know I'm not alone. I know people out there have had the old D-floor injuries too.
Has anyone else had wood in their butt? 13, 12, 16. No, that's not what we want to do. Dance floor injuries, that's what we're opening the phones up to this morning, aren't we?
One of my friends had a beauty at my 18th birthday. I didn't believe her. Well, I had a big party in my parents' house and she fell over on the dance floor. She complained about her knee. I said, get up, Amy. And then the next day I got a call. She did her full knee. She needed a reconstruction.
Poor Amy.
Poor Amy. Lucky she got up.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Have you had a dance floor injury? What happened to you? Give us a call now. Joshy's in Shep this morning. Have you had a dance floor injury, mate?
So mine is, I've got like a weak sort of blood vessel on my nose where it can bleed fairly easily. And on the dance with the boys, they've smacked me in the nose, but I was dancing with a chick at the time. My nose started bleeding. I was wearing a white shirt and I was just covered in blood.
Oh, Joshy.
So bad. Yeah.
Did you get to close with the girl in the end or?
Not a chance. Not a chance.
You should have used it to your advantage, Josh. Here, hold my nose for me and, you know, make it bleed better. It would have been a good little way to draw her away from the dance floor.
Yeah, true. Mate, I don't think there was any hope. It looked horrible. I was covered.
All right, let's move on to Scotty and Merch this morning. Have you had a dance floor injury, mate?
Oh, I haven't. No, my wife has. It was party.
Oh, what happened?
Tore a ligament, ended up in Northern Hospital, and, yeah, was on crutches the whole way up to our wedding.
Oh, my gosh. Did she walk down the aisle on crutches, or we left the sticks behind?
Yeah, no, she left her crutches behind, but she was in a lot of pain. So I tell everyone she fell off the table dancing with the stripper, but that's not really what happened.
A man can only dream, can't they, Scotty?
That's it.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate your call.
And you can get involved at our Instagram, at HitGV. Like Ashley has, she says, I got kicked in the face in a mosh pit and also had three boys fall and stack onto me.
Have you had a dance floor injury? Anne-Marie from Shepparton's called through with an absolute beauty. Tell everyone what happened to you.
I did. So it was one of my first nights out in the pub, and I was dancing with all my friends in the middle of the dance floor, and then my knee dislocated.
Shouldn't laugh, but it's a great visual.
It was bad. It was funny at the time because I also took my friend down with me as I tried to grab onto something.
Did you leave the pub straight away, or did you try to soldier through?
I tried to soldier through, so I sat down for a moment and held up my knee. But then a few moments later, it dislocated again.
Oh.
Yeah. And ever since then, it dislocates once every couple of years.
Oh, Anne-Marie, nothing another shot of tequila doesn't fix, though.
No, you don't usually feel it after a few shots of vodka and tequila. Then the next day, it's a bit sore. Oh, yeah.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I had my dreams crushed of going on the show Survivor yesterday. It's been a lifelong dream. You know how much of a fan of the show I am.
You are a super fan. And you really think that you could be great on the show.
Yeah, up until yesterday. I still feel like there's hope because I'm learning. However, yesterday I went for a bushwalk around Queen's Island in Cobram with my two best mates that are down from Sydney. And the boys saw a koala up one of the trees and wanted to go look at it, but you had to kind of go off the path a little bit, and I knew there were spiky things all through that, and they were in shoes and I was barefoot because I love to walk bare feet. That's just me. And I refused to go look at the koala up close because I didn't want to get spikes in my feet.
Okay, there's your first problem.
So imagine being on Survivor. So Chad, one of my mates, had to come over and piggyback me over.
Stop. No one's going to piggyback you on Survivor. No one.
There's a great video I've got in my phone of me getting piggybacked by Chad so I can go look at this koala. A 30-year-old man on a 28-year-old man's back staring at this little koala. The other one was when we got home last night, we wanted to have a fire.
Yeah.
Now, we thought it'd be a great idea to light up the fire and in the back garden maybe have a red wine. And
you were excited for this. You'd been speaking this one up all day.
It's because Liam, as a present, just decided to buy us a little fire pit for the home, for the back garden there. So we went up to the servo at Kyala and bought some firewood. Mm-hmm. Got back, chucked it in, lit it. Didn't stay lit. A lot of farm boys are listening this morning, probably working the farms, going, who is this idiot? Right, then we're like, oh, no, we need smaller wood, not this big chunky thing. That's not going to stay alight.
Yep.
So we went and got some, kindling. Chuck that in, didn't work. So we're going back and forth. By the way, it's a 10-minute drive every time we do this time. Then we're putting newspaper in there. That didn't work. Put a bit of petrol in there. It worked temporarily. Like, well, there was massive fireballs.
It just wasn't staying yet.
It wasn't staying long term. Well, I think we need some charcoal. So we went back a third time. Meanwhile, it's getting pretty late. And we finally get a tiny bit of fire. Again, it went out, though, and we couldn't get it working. So we said, who do we know that lives around here that is a bit of a farm girl and that could help light a fire? And that's what old Auntie Herbie here got a call.
Hey! I got the call very late last night. I need your help, Herbs. Can you come light a fire?
About 7:30 last night, Herbie rocks up. Within 5 minutes, we had fire.
Woo! Gosh, it was good too. I've never been complimented more as well. You guys were like, oh, Herbs, look at this fire. Wow.
Three city boys all trying to light a fire. Oh, comes Auntie Herbie rocks up and boom.
It must be a Sydney thing because I grew up in Melbourne and I can light a fire.
I can tell you I've never lit a fire in my life. That's why I'd be terrible on Survivor.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There is an election happening over in North Dakota at the moment for Fargo District 46. I like how they have all those crazy names.
Is this like a local election?
It's a local election, but it can get you to the next step, which could be more state higher levels. But it's just your basic one at the moment. So there's a few candidates that are running, four, I can let you know. And two of them, they stand out for a very, very special reason. One, that would confuse many people who are going to vote if you weren't too sure of what they stand for. Because their names are both Ben, their surnames are both Hanson, And the only thing that separates the two is their middle name. So there's Ben M. Hansen and Ben W. Hansen.
So I'm guessing that's unbelievable. Who? That's so confusing for the voters. Mm-hmm. Imagine getting to the poll and go, oh, man, which Ben? I can't remember his middle name.
And literally, M and W flip upside down.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They're so similar. Both are in their 30s. Both grew up in Fargo. Both graduated from Minnesota State University. And both wear glasses and they both have a beard.
Let's be honest. That's unbelievable. With your, you pay attention to your presidential election. You're looking at Trump. You know if you're going to vote for Trump or the other blokes, right? Whereas for your local election, no one really cares.
You don't. Yeah, well, you'd care a little bit, you should.
But on the paper, right, if it was Donald Trump or Donald Trump, you know which is the President of the United States. Mm. You know which Donald Trump you're going for.
Yes.
Whereas at a local election, you couldn't care less.
You'd go Ben or Ben. I really don't know. And they've said they've had trouble in the past because they do look similar and they've got the same name.
It's amazing.
So I've actually taken it upon myself and I thought I'm going to help out the Bens this morning and I'm going to help out their campaign because I've got a little ad that I've made for them. It might sound familiar, but I think it will really work for the Bens.
Compare the pair. Same age, same income, same super contribution.
And same name.
Still doesn't help anything.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There has been a lot of signs in your life of late that you need to take the next step in your personal life. And that is finding a loved one and taking the next step and marrying them.
No, that's a lot of pressure, especially for a single bloke. You don't just go from single to married overnight. There's a whole process in between, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's a little process, a few baby steps, but now in isolation you can just skip ahead now.
Yesterday on the show, right, I revealed how incompetent I was in the kitchen and I was making a couple of fried eggs and accidentally set a tea towel and myself on fire. Doesn't mean I need a wife. It means I need a cooking lesson. That's it.
Which is true. But you did say a partner would help in that situation.
I mean, being very sexist like I can be, not actually, but you know what I mean. I said if I had someone else doing it for me, it would have been a lot easier and there's no fire in the
You're
kitchen.
You're useless in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And last night you made this very clear. It's not just your cooking skills when it comes to lighting yourself on fire. You're just useless. You really are. And what you did last night shocked me to the point I'm like, I know why he doesn't have a partner now. Because I rocked up to your house last night and I'd made a caramel slice.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
I baked this one. I do rate my caramel slice. It's something I've been doing since I was a little girl. Brought it over. As soon as you saw it, you're like, oh, my gosh. Oh, Herbs. Herbs, this is good.
Well, my two best mates are in town, Chad and Liam, staying with us at the moment. Their eyes, all of ours lit up. We're like, that's going to go down a treat.
And down it went. It did. I opened it up, cut it up, and the next thing I know, it's gone.
5 minutes, I reckon it took.
Gone. I couldn't believe it. It's not supposed to go like that. It's something that you're supposed to have like two pieces, and then you have it the next day.
Not to mention, it wasn't like we're not talking about a small slice either.
It was a big mama.
It was made for 40 people.
And you smashed it back. I don't even think you were breathing at one stage.
No. Hang on, Liam was the most polite, then me. Chad inhaled that thing more than anyone here.
Which is shocking because he's got a fiancé. Yeah.
Do you know what? That's his problem. He's married now, right? And so whenever for him, it's a treat, it's a luxury. He's under the whip. There's someone telling him that you can't have that.
So what's your problem then?
I don't have anything, so I'm off the leash, man.
You need something. You need some restraint.
Josiah, don't eat that. I'll do what I want.
If you want to be Josiah's wife, give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people across the Golden Valley are getting very excited for Monday, for June 1st, because that's when a lot of our restrictions get lifted a little bit more.
I didn't realise it was that soon. I thought we still had a couple of weeks.
No, that's when it first comes into play. But then who knows? It's a game of take it every day as it comes at the moment, isn't it?
It's the story of our last 6 months.
And the thing is, we're not alone here in the Golden Valley. It's something that's affected the whole world. Restrictions are being placed in countries all over the world, including Peru. Now, there's one Peruvian town called Tintara.
Beautiful spot. Have you been over to South America before?
I have, but not to Peru.
Right, okay.
Yes, and I haven't met this mayor either, but I think I'd like to. So the mayor of the town Tintara has found himself in a little bit of trouble. His name is Jamie Rolando, and what he's done isn't the worst thing, but it's how he's gone about it that makes it just really stand out. So there's curfews over there. There's restrictions over in Tintara. And old Jamie, the mayor, he hasn't been listening to them. He has actually broken the rules and he's gone to go see his friends.
Awesome. Like, you can only see, like, one other person? Is that the rules over there at the moment?
Yeah, they're only, you can go to your family households. They're quite strict. They haven't gone to the same lifted restrictions like we have. So they're tighter. And old Jamie's just running around thinking he can do whatever he wants because he's the mayor. It can't happen. Imagine if Seema Abdullah, our mayor, Shepparton City Council, was running around doing this.
Do you see the article that just came out overnight about Boris Johnson? He just drove 400 kilometres to go see his family when you're not allowed to do that. And he's the leader of that country as well.
Maybe
so same
leader thing.
Yeah.
But Boris hasn't done this next part. So what is the best part about this is that the police officers arrived at this house because they got word of the mayor being there and they thought, nah, he can't be doing this. We've got to really stand up and show people that we are making everyone accountable for their actions. But when they got to this friend's house, they were trying to find the mayor everywhere. And where they found him, and they've posted photos online of this, is they found him laying in a coffin with a face mask on, so he played dead.
Well done. Well played.
Like, I'm dying to see my friends, but I'm not dying that much.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are two sleeps away from the start or the restart of the NRL season. I know you're very excited for that. And just over 2 weeks away from the AFL season starting. And I know one thing that people are doing at the moment who work for the ovals and the grounds where these games are played is they're getting ready. They're making sure those fields are equipped for the players to return because people are excited.
Pumped.
Can't wait. Now, they might want to take some extra precautions when checking the stands because something's happened over in Argentina at one of their fields that we could probably learn from because we don't want this to happen, let's say, at the MCG. We don't need this for our players because one of the it's not even a cleaner. There was just someone going around checking the stands and the seating over in Argentina at the Lorenzo Arandila Stadium, which is a stadium for football over there. And they came across something and put it up on Twitter and said, I don't know if this belongs here. And because there hasn't been anyone going to the grounds for the last couple of months, they've been abandoned. And so some things have been able to grow. Obviously, grass has been growing on the field. But in the stand, this person has found a cannabis plant.
Wow. Growing.
Growing. It is just growing where people would sit their little tushies.
So did someone must have dropped it at a game before the lockdown happened over there and it's just nice little patch of dirt and started to flourish?
A little bit of rain's come down, perfect conditions.
Wonder if it's legal over there.
I don't think so. Imagine I don't think at the game now you rock back up and you're like, yay, can't wait, got my drink in one hand, and then you've got the plant that you can just start making anything you want out of it.
Imagine if the footy, if the same thing happened at the G when footy comes back and there's just little crops growing around everywhere. Imagine the crowds down there.
People would be tripping for all the wrong reasons.
And some of the players would be jumping in the stands as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Target. Unfortunately, we've heard some news this week that Target stores will be closing here in Australia and some across the Goulburn Valley. But to tell us a little bit more about it, we've got Channel 9's Lexi Junovic joining us. Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning, Herbs and Josiah. Great to be back on deck. It's all happening.
It is happening, especially across the Goulburn Valley with the closures. Now, they have come out and confirmed a few stores. Can you keep everyone up to date who hasn't seen the news on which are opening and which are changing and which are shutting?
That's very right, guys, and it's really unfortunate that this has happened, but they've said for commercial viability and to keep, as many stores open as they can, they've had to either convert or shut down a number of stores. So the ones that are closing, unfortunately, are Benalla and Deniliquin. So both very, big communities out there that have no doubt will be feeling, really upset and maybe disappointed that, Target is such a big, part of a lot of people's lives and shopping. Those stores are going to be closing mid next year. And then a number of them, a majority, in fact, in the Goulburn Valley that are being converted into Kmart stores. They include Cobram, Echuca, Kyabram, Mansfield, Seymour and Yarrawonga. So it's good to know that they'll still have some kind of a presence, but it will no longer be Target. It will be a converted Kmart store. So those are going to be rolled out from early to mid next year.
That's kind of a small win, isn't it? Because people love Kmart. A lot of people have had to travel to Shepparton to go to Kmart. So now they've got them locally as well.
Exactly right. And, you know, a lot of people that I was talking to and just listening into was kind of pointing out that Kmart has really done a really strong social media campaign and had a really strong online presence in the past few years, whether it be with, you know, those, I guess you'd call them, I don't want to call it viral, but, you know, those products that everyone's talking about, whether it be a particular chair or a candle. They've seemed to have really have nailed that presence on our Instagram feeds or on Facebook, whereas Target seems to have been a bit behind the eight ball with that. So I don't know if that's, it's probably not the only or direct reason why this has happened, but it seems that, you know, Kmart has, you know, rushed to the forefront of our conscience when shopping over the last few years.
Oh, they definitely have. Last week they did the air fryers. People going crazy over them. Like, they're killing it at the moment.
They know how to pick a product, Herbs, I tell you.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing, and this might sound quite silly on my behalf. I did not know that Target and Kmart were owned by the same people.
Yeah, there's a couple of other major stores that the same company owns. Well, do you know what they are, Lex? I read it.
West Farmers. is the big umbrella brand overarching all of them. But yeah, I mean, I guess it does work in a good way that, you know, a number of people don't need to lose their jobs, because that would be an absolute tragedy and travesty in these parts to have more job losses. So at least we're kind of keeping up that retail presence. But it was definitely a massive news story, and it still is. So watch for that, I guess, that Target symbol to be transformed into a giant K if you're in certain parts of the world.
Well, here you go. This is what they own. They also own Bunnings and Officeworks.
There you go.
That's a massive
all
company.
All our favourites. And we all know how well Bunnings has been going recently.
Snag right now.
Yeah, literally.
I know. What if they opened up a baby Bunnings? Wouldn't that be cute?
Oh,
like a little petite Bunnings. But I guess that's part of the charm. You
they
know,
need
Bunnings
to listen
warehouse.
To you. Hey, Lexi, we will see you on Channel 9 News tonight from 6 o'clock, but we haven't spoken to you since last week. Somebody had a massive... Happy birthday for last week. We didn't get to say it on the show.
Thank you so much. And I do love the Stevie Wonder version of Happy Birthday. It's classic.
How old did you turn? 21?
Yeah, 21 forever.
Good on you, Lex. Appreciate the time this morning.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
That is some red hairspray that Herbie's got in her hand. She's ready to dye my hair, face. Are you doing my beard as well, definitely?
I think we should. It'll look good.
The reason is James Squire, the alcohol company, have come out and said anyone that goes ginger, they'll fling a free case of ginger beer to celebrate the launch of their new ginger beer range. And the best one, they're going to send a year's supply.
And we should point out, you don't have to make your hair ginger. If you already are a ginger, you can do that as well.
Can you? So you can just enter as yourself.
Yeah, because that's...
Brilliant.
How good's that? You don't have to do the extra step. But we thought it would be fun, because imagine we're winning the year's supply. What we could do with that for this show, we could... giveaways, we could give it to the Goulburn Valley, like,
oh yeah,
we're doing everyone else a favour here.
Every morning, a free case.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
You do love a ginger beer as well. For me, take it or leave it, not the biggest fan.
I find them quite nice on a Sunday when you need something else to, you know, get you going again.
To help you out a little bit.
Yeah, hair of the dog situation.
Now, why are we not dyeing your hair red then?
I think you actually were the first to say, I'll do my hair, and I just didn't even have to put my hand up.
I do stupid stuff on this show and say random comments like that, and I don't actually mean them. I just say them.
Yeah, but you said it, so now we have the audio proof, so it's actually worked in my favour. But I think it would be great for you, because you've got the beard. I am shaved last night, so I don't have my beard at the moment.
Plus, usually it's just a little moustache as well. You got the little Craig David goatee as well, but yeah, you got rid of that one last night. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to an ad, get some songs on. We will film this live. Should we go live on the HGV Instagram page?
We can try. You and I are. This is now forte.
I'm going to chuck a towel around me. I have to take my shirt off as well. You got a problem with that?
Oh, that's so hard, isn't it? Oh, it's already off.
Yeah, it's all my pants. It's weird. So we're going to start doing that now, and we'll submit the entry and hopefully get the Goulburn Valley and yourself, Herbs, some free ginger beer.
You look good as a redhead. I'm going to let everyone know now. You look good, but what I'm looking at the moment is you across the desk. It looks like you're naked.
Well, I've got pants on under here.
It doesn't look like it.
I've got no shirt on. I didn't want the red spray to go on or the hairspray to go on my hair. To go on my chest and that. You're about to do my beard.
Yeah, we're going to take the next step.
Yep. You're doing my beard during this song. This is hard because I've just got a text off my mum as well saying don't inhale those fumes.
Too late.
Yeah. Mum, I was brain dead years ago, trust me.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.